Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for spending this time with us. And we're discussing time. We've been discussing time for a long time. We're reading the book Secrets of Success for Women, Karen Whiting, about time, practical direction and tips for women making most of God's precious gift of time. And these lessons can apply to anybody. The text that we've been looking at is the one in Deuteronomy 6:7, where God is telling the parents that as they spend time with their children, they're to talk about the precepts, the commandments. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. Deuteronomy 6:7. Now we're going to talk about spouse time. You know, spouse time is essential. So you need to set a date with your spouse at least once a month. Once a week is even better. You should pray together every day. Join a couple's Bible study if at all possible. And set time to discuss parenting, budget, and your relationship. That's a pretty novel idea, isn't it? To discuss your relationship. I know when my husband and I were first married, we decided to make a mission statement for our marriage. And the mission statement was pretty simple. We wanted to represent a loving and godly relationship to our children who now were launching into adulthood themselves, but none of them were married yet. And I'm happy to say that all of my four children are still happily married. Some of them, you know, maybe have had some rough patches, but they're still married and they're right now in a happy place. Relationships have dry spots, and so that's to be expected. The next point is make family a priority. Go to work earlier if needed, but arrive home for meals, schedule family outings and game nights, plan family trips and vacations together. And this is something that maybe the wife does or maybe the husband does, but it's really nice if you do it together. And family meetings. Meet together to pray and discuss problems or changes. Focus on only one problem for each person. Use meetings to praise family members. Discuss responsibilities, chores, and schoolwork. And when it's talking about focus on only one problem for each person, I don't know that it's so much the person is a problem, but meaning that limit it so that one person gets to say one thing they're having a problem with. Family devotions. Spend time together in God's word. Make it fun. Do an activity and then relate it to a Bible passage or verse. Buy fun resources such as family devotional builders. I know as a young mom, I would say to my kids, ta-da! And they would come out and they would sing a song or they would say a memory verse. Whatever came into their head, that was in praise to God. And I had one child who would dance around singing, I love you, Lord, I love my hands. And then I'd have another child come out and just stand as stiff as a board and sing all six verses of A Mighty Fortress, 'Tis Our God. So your child needs to be free to praise God however they see fit. And then last but not least, family fun. Try some of these activities for fun. Look through your family photos, picnic outdoors, play board games, play ball, sing, dance, bicycle together, take a family walk, make ice cream sundaes, and have a treasure hunt. That's just to name a few. Whatever the case may be, your biggest investment in time should be your family and your spouse. And that sometimes is hard to do, but it's a great thing to aspire to. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I hold up to you this show today. I know that it's only by your grace that my words are going out, and it's only by your grace that any of us take the next breath. I hold up to you our government and our president. I hold up to you those that are suffering from COVID and those that are being persecuted. Lord, I am sure you look at all the suffering and just cry. You cry with each one of us. You love us so much. And you're coming again, Lord. I'm so excited about that. Please, please come quickly, Lord, in this suffering and this sorrow. Thank you for hearing our prayers. All this I pray in thy holy name. Amen. Ta-da! Arts and crafts. Today we're making an American flag out of a TP roll. You know how much I love toilet paper roll crafts. This one, though, I put in Family Fun Crafts because it's great for Memorial Day. It's great for Flag Day. I'm going to use mine for Veterans Day. The items that you need is red, white tempera paint, a blue ribbon or a blue piece of construction paper, and some silver stars, whether they're stars you buy commercially or whether they're ones you make yourself, doesn't matter. And you just paint each roll in red and white stripes. Let that dry. Then you, around the bottom, you put the blue strip. And then if you cut a little bit into where the stripes are, it actually flares out a little bit. And that looks kind of cool. You can find this at my Pinterest site in the Family Fun Crafts because, you know, I was putting it in there for the summer, but now I'm going to use it for Veterans Day here in November. So just have fun learning. You can tie it in with your history class. You can tie it in with your art class. Integrate it however you see fit. So have fun. In our curriculum corner, we're discussing long division. And I look back at my teaching experience, and I don't know how many times fourth grade would hit, and that child could not get long division. It became such a mental block. And so I've looked at it differently. I try to go and really build that great foundation for long division. Yesterday, we talked about the fact families with multiplication and division as part of building that foundation. And we also need to help students know some basic divisibility rules like, you know, is it even or odd? And then remainders. We start with dividing and using remainders. Eventually, we'll do decimals. But I still want them to know that when we're doing a remainder, we are essentially saying a fraction of something. So as you look at this long division, maybe start with, if there's four people in your little group, let's say you have four children you're homeschooling, and you want to get across the idea of division, you lay out nine cookies. And now you're going to divide those cookies evenly. I can tell you right now that most of your children above the age of 7, and maybe even a little younger, will know that everyone gets 2 cookies. That takes up 8 cookies, and you're going to have 1 cookie left over. 1 cookie remains. You take that and make it into a problem. There's 4 of you. You put the 8 in the box. So you now you have 8 divided by 4. 4 goes into 8 2 times, and you have 1 cookie left over. That's just a great way to start building that foundation of division. And so I took the example of, let's say, I want to divide 25. I want to take 365 and divide it by 25. And so I teach them that little symbol thing that kind of goes vertically down the page where you have the division symbol, the times symbol, the subtraction, the bring down, and then start the process over again. I like to include estimation in there because I'm looking at 25 and I'm looking at 3. Of course, 25 won't go into 3, but 25 will go into 36. doesn't go into their into it evenly, but just my estimation knows it goes in there. And then I divide 25 does go into 36 one times, and then I multiply 1 times 25, and then I subtract 36 minus 25, and I get 11, and then I bring down the 5, and now I have 115 minus 100 equals 15 left over. And so that's remainder 15, which is 15 25ths. For your older students, then you'd want to reduce it because you wouldn't leave it as 15 25ths. And then for your older students, you could easily convert that. So you connect your long division, your simple division as you're building for your long division, you connect it with real life experiences, with money, with cooking, and that kind of thing. So that concludes my curriculum corner. Questions parents ask. So we have a question today, and it says, I'm going to start homeschooling this fall. My oldest will be in kindergarten. I feel a little overwhelmed with all the different curriculums. What would you recommend? I have two recommendations. One is My Father's World. We have interviewed the author, so to speak, on that one. And also Sunlight Curriculum. We've interviewed that author too. So that being said, those two I highly recommend. And then, you know, kindergarten kind of sets the stage for what you go next, where you'll go next, because that's when you're exploring your child. Your child's like a book, and you are discovering, will they need extra help in math, or will they need extra help with reading? And so kindergarten, if you start with one of those basic hands-on, God-filled curriculum, you will be doing just great. And in this segment, someone asks the question, and I give you my advice, and you can take it for whatever it's worth. So Valerie asks, how many of you sit and eat dinner as a family? Is this a priority for you? And there were over almost 600 responses to this question when she put it on our homeschool chat board. I think that family should at least eat together as a whole, dad and mom and everybody, at least once a day. But when you're in a homeschooling situation, I think you should eat every meal together. I know in a school situation, we eat every meal together because we want to learn good manners. We want to learn about nutrition. It's just a natural way to teach nutrition. So that's my advice.
To Live with Sam. I'm Sam, talking today with Abram, the smartest boy in our school. He gets an A in everything.
That's not exactly accurate. I got a B plus once.
Really? In what?
I don't want to talk about it. The pain is still too fresh.
Okay, let's talk about health. I noticed that you do a lot of walking and jogging and bicycle riding. May I ask why?
When you have a brain like mine, you've got to keep it in perfect working order. That requires a combination of good food, sound sleep, mental stimulation, and daily exercise.
So, to be smart, you have to be healthy?
Precisely.
So, what do you do to take care of your brain?
I'm glad you asked that question, Sam. First, I care for my body with nutritious meals centered on a whole food, plant-based diet. I refrain from imbibing sugary snacks and highly refined packaged edibles. Next, I stimulate my brain by reading the great words of skilled authors and listening to classical and cultural music selections from around the world. And finally, I succumb to a daily regimen of physical activity that requires a certain degree of exertion. I also floss.
Well, it sounds like you're very serious about your health.
Absolutely. To do otherwise would be, if I may use a grossly overused adjective, totally dumb.
Thank you, Abram, the smartest boy in school. I'm Sam with Live with Sam. Goodbye.
God has given us everything we need to be healthy inside and out. During Creation Week, He established a health plan for every creature on earth. To learn more about healthy living and about the God who created us all, go to kidsbibleinfo.com. That's kidsbibleinfo.com.
Like a little child, the spiritual journey of infants and toddlers. A newborn infant doesn't have the ability to express their love for you, your spouse, siblings, or God. But that doesn't hinder you from loving that infant and having that special bond. God is not hindered either. As parents and caregivers, we partner with God in order for faith, trust, and love to develop in that infant. This relationship forms the foundation for later beliefs about God. Studies on the early experiences of infants and toddlers with the natural world have been positively linked with the development of imagination and the sense of wonder. This sense of wonder leads to an appreciation of creation and ultimately to an understanding of the nature of man and his relationship to God. It's through wonder and the imagination that the child becomes a lifelong learner. For more information about Like a Little Child, the spiritual journey of infants and toddlers, go to homeschoolcompanion.org or call us at 301-824-3162. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Homeschool Companion. I'm Dr. Rose Gamblin, and today we're going to talk with William Combs.
Bill and, Combs.
And we're calling him Bill. Yes, he likes to be called Bill. You should be called Dr.
No, please.
Anyway, he's very humble. But I want to tell you where you could get the book we've been talking about. You can go to williamcombsauthor.com. It's Combs is spelled C-O-M-B-S.
Yeah, just like brushes and combs.
Yes. So williamcombsauthor.com. If you do a / ebook, tell us about what you're doing. This is a great ministry.
Well, you know, the Lord says, freely receive, freely give. I'm retired. I have all I need. I live a very simple life. And so my biggest goal is to get this book in the hands of as many people as possible. And the best way to do that is to offer it for free, okay? So if you go to my website and you put in /ebook, then you can download a complete version of the book in either ebook version or a Kindle version. And it's not just for this week. It's until the Lord comes, okay? It's there forever, okay? And if you have 10,000 friends, my goal is to give away 100,000 this year, and I'm hoping I'll be able to get that done in the next few months.
Amen.
And so also, but if you want to go and get the physical book, because a lot of people like to have a physical yeah. book, when you go and you purchase the physical book, I give all the profits to charity. And if you go to my website to go over to Amazon, you can pick out the charity you want to give the profits to.
Oh, that's wonderful. So go to williamcombsauthor.com. And on that website, you can, now if they just go to that website without doing the ebook,
they'll go straight there. But they'll also get an email that will take them to that site. But
okay.
For right now, if they just go to /ebook, then they can download the book right away.
Yes, that's a great gift.
Well,
that's a great gift. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so I said that we were going to talk a little bit about education on the modern American frontier, Alaska, and I have quite a few listeners that listen in Alaska.
Oh, so great.
I think it's great to talk. Anchorage.
Super.
Yes.
I know the place well.
So tell us a little bit about your childhood. I mean, maybe we got the cart before, but I just wanted to make sure everyone knew about your book and the fantastic gift you were giving in that book. And we've been talking about who told you that you were naked. It really goes down to the very crux of being God-worth versus self-worth. And this culmination has to have been built on a lot of life experiences. So we're going to start now back in your childhood.
Well, Mom and Dad decided they would live in Phoenix, Arizona, quite a ways from Alaska. Dad was a clerk after the war, and he read that you could get a homestead for free, 160 acres for free, not in the lower 48, what we call the lower 48, mm-hmm. if you're from Alaska, but you had to go to Alaska to do so. Well, the Corps of Engineers had built a road from this part of the world up there, and it's called the Alcan Highway, Alaska-Canadian Highway. They'd done it in 8 months.
Wow.
Okay, 1,200 miles. That's a lot of construction. Yeah. Well, it opened in 1948. They went up in the winter of 47, even before it was open. So they went up in November and December so that there was nothing but a heavy bait of snow on the road, packed snow, so it was simple. Well, when they got up there, of course, there was no handouts, all right? There was no roads. We had a D8 Caterpillar bulldozer plow us a road for a mile off the then existing dirt road into our properties, okay? And so we had to build our own home. We had to dig our own wells. We came up with another family, and together we actually had to slash the electric line for the poles to bring electricity to our houses for 4 to 5 miles.
Wow.
From the nearest place so that the Rural Electric Association would bring us electricity sooner rather than later, because we live way out in the boonies, okay? And so it was an incredible time, and it was incredibly difficult, because I don't care how prepared you were, you make one mistake and it costs you the summer, which is a great time, but you know what? If you haven't prepared for the winter, it can be pretty rough. And the things that we learned in that time, in that crucible, was if the Lord is with you, He will provide, okay? He will get you through. And it's more important to have family, it's more important to have friends than it is to have money and possessions, because we were dirt poor. Dad's disability from the government was $18.75, and sometimes that was the only money we had.
Wow.
Now, on my site too, you can also download a little book. It's not physical book, but it's an ebook called My Patchwork Childhood.
Oh, cool.
And it's little vignettes about mm-hmm. my childhood as we were left Phoenix and came to Alaska and set up the farm. So that's also available there for free.
So please go to williamcombsauthor.com. It sounds like a great site. And he's offering this book that we've been talking about, Who Told You That You Were Naked, on the site as well. And you can get the free ebook by going williamcombsauthor.com/ebook.
That's right.
Thank you so much for spending this time with us. Do you have a favorite verse or mantra that you live by that we can carry the show out with?
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Amen.
And do not rely on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths.
We'll have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.